there, classmate. Surprise.
We understand you're looking for some new roommates to share this place with. We're here to accept your offer.
Look at that, Chibi. They're shocked. They're shocked and overwhelmed that we're the ones who have answered their ad.
You were right, Yubi. I didn't think they'd be so shocked. As cute as they are, I figured they would have had tons of pretty girls applying to live here.
Aww, look at them with their mouth open. They're relieved that someone finally responded to their ad.
And they're amazed that it's us. You know, Yubi, they're even cuter when they're like that.
Well, no need to talk any further, classmate. Or should I say, roomie. We're here now, so there'll be no more need to interview any other applicants. Or even to keep that ad up online.
That's right. You can go ahead and take that down right now, cutie. We've got you covered.
Roomie? Why do you look so shocked?
Why, Yubi, isn't it obvious? They're overjoyed.
They've been trying so long to find two perfect roommates. And suddenly, just like that, we're here.
Of course they're acting this way. Where their dream come true. So, Rumi, let's go on inside. You can give us a tour.
Could you please show us our new place, sweetie?
Yeah, why don't you show us where we'll be living from now on?
Oh, it's okay, honey. No need to be speechless. But since I see you've got nothing to say at the moment, here. Let me take you by the hand, and you can show us around.
Now, Yubi. Don't you be stealing away our new roomie. Here, doll, let me set down this writing pad you're carrying so I can have your other hand.
Wow, Chibi. Look at this place. It's so nice. This living room is so big with so much light.
And so elegantly decorated. Roomie. Did you decorate this yourself?
Please don't tell us you've got a partner hidden away in your room and break our hearts.
I say we find out for ourselves, Yubi. Show us the bedrooms, honey.
Don't worry, sweetie. I see them. They're right down this hall, aren't they?
Here's an empty one. It's so spacious. I love it. I call dibs on this one, Yubi.
And here's the next open one. It's cute and cozy, just like me. I love it.
That means the next one must be yours, Rumi.
Wow. I love it. It's so neat and tidy. And yet so elegant. Just like the living room.
And you chose the smallest bedroom for yourself. You're very minimalistic, sweetie, aren't you? I love it.
Here, honey. Let's all sit down on your bed and work out all the details of our stay here.
No getting away from us, Rumi.
It's okay. Don't bite.
That's right, Rumi. Now we've got you all to ourselves. You can't get away from us now like you did the other day.
We've had our eye on you for weeks now. Sitting at the back of the class in American history. We have been trying to catch your eye for a while now. But you really haven't spoken a word to us.
First, Yubi tried to approach you to ask you out, and then I did, but you wouldn't say anything to either of us.
That's right. You would have both been a little offended. Later on, we did notice that you'd done that with everyone else too. You'd acted the same way to a few other girls who tried to approach you as well. In fact, we haven't noticed you speaking with anybody, even in class.
That's when we put two and two together and figured out how shy you were. You're just too embarrassed to speak with the both of us because you think we're so cute, don't you? And we thought to ourselves, that's what would make you the perfect roommate.
It's okay, cutie. You don't have to be embarrassed. We both think you're adorable. And we just wanted to get to know you better.
And we figured if we were your roommates, there would be no way you could stay away from us all the time. What do you think about that?
Oh no, Rumi. Don't pull away. We're not letting go of your hands until you answer us.
That's right. We've got you. We're here to stay. You can't shake us off now.
Rumi? Sweetie? What's wrong? You look worried. Are we really that frightening to you? Does our presence really intimidate you? Or are you really so shy as to be panicking in our presence?
No, wait, Yubi. They're trying to gesture. I think something's wrong.
Is that it, honey?
Well, go ahead, baby. Tell us what's wrong. Maybe we can help. We honestly don't want to cause you any grief.
Yeah, we just wanted to get to know you better. We really weren't trying to scare you.
The notepad? The notepad on your desk there? That's what you want? Okay, here you go. What are you writing?
Can't speak right now. Without damage from an accident. Oh no. Cutie, you have no voice at the moment? Well, will it heal? Okay, that's good to hear then.
So that's why you've never said anything to us. That's why you ran from us when we tried to start a conversation with you.
That's why we've never seen you speak with anybody. Oh, my poor baby. We're so sorry. We didn't know.
Now we feel terrible.
Oh, honey. Don't look down. We still want to be your roommates.
Yeah? What's wrong? Did you think we wouldn't like you? We wouldn't want to stay here with you once we found out you were like this?
You did, didn't you? Oh, sweetie. No, not at all. In fact, this just makes you even more adorable to Shibi and me.
Yubi's right, honey. You're like our adorable little stray that we've brought in from the cold.
Only you'll be the ones taking us in.
That's right. We're here now to make your life better. So, forget the rest of the house for the moment and just stay here with us.
Shibi's right. Don't move. We're gonna show you just how truly special you are.
you don't have to say a thing, sweetie. Baby and I will stay beside you.
Not just right now. But also while we're yet moving still. You see? Doesn't that feel good? Plain eyes. They are a little shy.
I know. I couldn't help myself. They look even more adorable when they turned red.
I can't fault you there. You are so cute when you're flustered, Romy.
But Yubi's right. I was only teasing. Here, let me stroke your hair on this side. Does that feel nice?
How's that feel? Why don't let us be your roommates?
This is going to work out wonderfully. Our little sweetie here doesn't have to say a single thing. It's obvious from their relaxed expression exactly how much they love us doing this.
And when you need anything from us, Rumi, we'll be here for you. You just need to let us know.
Maybe we'll get you one of those air horns.
Phoebe, is that going a little overboard?
You're right. Sorry. It's the first thing that I thought of.
What about a little bell or a cutie? Will they ring it? Whichever one of us was closer could both come running. See? We'll be the best roommates you ever have. bets with you, if you'd like. Only if you're feeling lonely. What do you think about that? No pressure. So well then, here's this also. A kiss on a cheek for luck.
A kiss on both cheeks. Double the luck. You're our responsibility now. We're going to build you up and make sure that you know just how special you are and just how loved you can be.
That's right. You're quite a catch, Rumi. One day a beautiful girl is gonna notice you. And we're gonna make sure you're ready for her when she does. Especially if that beautiful girl is one of us.
Now, Yubi, I thought we were playing nice.
You're right. I'm sorry. But you've lost your cute, flustered redness, Rumi. I wanted it back.
That is such an adorable smile. Okay, come here, Rumi. Stand up.
Yeah, it's time to show us the rest of the house. I want to see the kitchen.
And I hope you've got a large tub. I love to take long, soaking baths.
And now that we know where your bedroom is, we know where we'll be staying most of the night.
Yubi!
Just flustering them some more.
You cut that out. You're going to scare them.
Oh, I don't think that smile means they're scared.
Well, okay. Come on, Rumi. Let's see the rest of the place before we both make you permanently red.